I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Summer camp was always a great experience for me growing up. There were cabins near the Patapsco River in rural southern Maryland. Fresh air, swimming twice a day, crabbing, barefoot walks in the woods, sports, and lots of fun. For 3 whole weeks, the YMCA's Camp Mohawk was a little shy of heaven for city kids who were tired of city heat and concrete. There was always someone in our group who wanted to hang with us who was just a little smaller and a little younger. They had to work extra hard trying to keep up with us. In fact, they spent most of their time trying to catch up than actually playing or participating in the new adventures that summer camp would offer. They barely had time to feast on new experiences, much like some of us, who don't make time for lunch and vacations and days off. We can't feast on the opportunities of the day or the new adventures that God brings our way because it's all we can do to keep up. To keep up with our email, with Twitter, with Facebook, all of our social networking, the work we have in the house and out of the house, all of the information that we have to deal with, whether it's critical or non-critical. We want to hang, sure do, we want to be there, but we may find that we are spending most of our time trying to keep up. We spend most of our time doing this, and we spend no time on feeding our inner spirit, living every day, but starving to death spiritually. It's almost like we're an M&M, hard on the outside. We got a tough shell, ready to handle the heat, but we're really soft on the inside. And with just the right amount of temperature, we would melt. We lack a plus factor, you know, the power to help us meet our tasks with a little something, something left over. When we were little, time and maturity would even the odds between campers. Today, we need a whole lot more. Have you not heard of the Holy Spirit since you've been saved? The Holy Spirit gives us that edge, the plus factor, the power to become more than conquerors. Think about it. If the disciples had passed on Pentecost, passed on the Holy Spirit, we would have never heard of them again. They would have worn themselves out with the troubles of their time, spinning their wheels, just trying to catch up. It can happen to us as well. Without the power of the Holy Spirit to convict, to confront, to comfort, to empower us, we would have the form of godliness and not the power therein. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. What are you going to do today? My prayer was that you would feed your inner spirit. It begins by giving your undivided heart and your undivided attention to God. Feed on God's word today. Feast in his presence. Feast, don't famine. Feed your inner spirit, don't falter. Now go and live an empowered day.